Blessed ones who dwell in the world, grant to us compassion. In this and countless lives before, from beginningless time, our mistakes have caused much suffering to ourselves and others. We have done wrong, encouraged others to do wrong, and given our consent to acts of killing, stealing, deceiving, sexual misconduct and other harmful actions among the 10 unwholesome deeds. Whether our faults are known to others or whether they are hidden, they have brought us to the realms of hell, hungry ghosts and animals, causing us to be born in places filled with pain and suffering. We have not yet had the chance to realize our full potential. Today we are determined with one-pointed concentration to repent the obstacles of our past unwholesome actions. Blessed ones, be our witness and look upon us with compassion. We surrender before you and make this aspiration. If at all within this very life and countless lives before, we have given, even if only a handful of food or simple garment. If we have ever spoken kindly, even if only a few words. If we have ever looked with eyes of compassion, even if only for a moment. If we have ever comforted or consoled, even if only once or twice. If we have ever listened carefully to wonderful teachings, even if only to one talk. If we have ever offered a meal to monks and nuns, even if only once. If we have ever saved a life, even if only that of an ant or a worm. If we have ever recited a sutra, even if only one or two lines. If we have ever been a monk or a nun, even if only for one life. If we have ever supported others on the path of practice, even if only two or three people. If we have ever observed the mindfulness trainings, even if imperfectly, all of this merit has slowly formed wholesome seeds within us. Today we gather them together like a fragrant flower garland, and with great respect we offer it to all awakened ones. A contribution to the fruit of the highest path, opening our hearts wide to the perfect highest awakening, we are resolved to attain great understanding. We will realize compassion and embody deep love. We will practice diligently transforming our suffering and the suffering of all other species. Please transfer the merits of body, speech, and mind to the happiness of people and all other beings. Apart from bodhicitta and apart from the thirst for great understanding and the embodiment of love, there is no other desire within us. All Buddhas in the three times and the ten directions have offered their merit as we are doing today. Repenting all our faults, we joyfully contribute to the immeasurable ocean of merit and the towering peaks of the highest understanding. The Buddhas and the ancestral teachers are the light which shows us the way. In this solemn moment, with all my life's force, I come back to myself and bow deeply with respect.